Sometimes nasty surprises come when you least need them. For Catherine Bendall, it was one Christmas in the thick of making dinner for 30 people. But the thing is, sometimes surprises aren't quite what they seem. It's the next in our Now Hear This series of stand-up storytelling where people hit the stage and reveal something intimate or humorous about their lives. And just a warning, if swearing isn't your thing, there is some in this piece.
So it's Christmas Day 2007, and I don't know if you remember Christmas Day 2007, it was really hot, lots of bushfires around, and I was beside myself. I'd been out shopping and cooking, and it was crazy. I had 30 people come over for Christmas Day lunch, and it was just absolute madness. And the airwaves, all you could hear on the news or on TV was the Pope was coming. Mary MacKillop was up for canonisation, and the rumour was that there were three miracles on board and he would announce who the saint was. And the other thing that was in the news was on TV every 5 minutes was that horrible ad for skin cancer. You know the one that looks like a black fungus that sort of bores into your blood? You know that one? And it's sort of like a cockroach on, and it spins. And anyway, that was sort of on TV every 5 minutes. Anyway, I was a little bit mental by the end of Christmas Day, I admit that. And it was Boxing Day was the first day I really got a chance to have a look at myself in the mirror. And as I sort of ran past the mirror in the lounge room, I looked and I came back. I couldn't believe it. I was really spooked because there on my chest was a freckle that hadn't been there before. Exactly. And And I thought, oh my God. And so I thought, no, I won't panic. And at that stage, my husband was lying on the couch watching the cricket. And so I said to him, after sort of looking at this thing for about 5 minutes, it was about half the size of a 5 cent coin. It was sort of golden brown in colour. And it was raised, just like the ads say, it was raised and slightly sort of, you know, peckled. So anyway, I said to my husband, you better come over and have a look at this. And he sort of just laid on the couch, looked over, and he said, Christ, look at the size of that thing. And I thought he was talking about my melanoma, but no, he was talking about the West Indies cricketer that just come on. But anyway, so finally he came over and he could see that I was really distressed, and he said, look, if you're that worried, we can go to the doctors in the morning. And, you know, that was the day after Boxing Day. And, of course, we were due to leave to drive to Brisbane because every year we go up and see the kids. The kids live in Brisbane. My son's up there. Anyway, I thought, God, it couldn't come at a worse time. Anyway, we'll go to the doctors. And as we got to the doctors, because there'd been three public holidays, there was like 200 people lined up. And my husband goes, oh, shit, that's another 3-hour wait. And I said, look, don't worry about it. We'll just continue on to Brisbane, because back of my head, my son had just started working at the cancer clinic in Queensland. And I thought, if anyone knows what's going to go with this, it'll be him. What I didn't tell my husband was I'd just been to see that doctor 2 weeks before with a brain tumour. Yes, I'm a bit of a hypochondriac. And so this doctor, he's a family friend, he'd been treating me for 25 years and he's so patient with me, you know, when I went with the brain tumour. He listened to everything and he felt my head and he said, you know what, he said, I could send you for an MRI or I could just loosen your glasses. Anyway, So we get in the car and we're driving to Brisbane. I don't know if any of you are like me, but what happened was I sat in the passenger side and for the entire 1,300 kilometres from Sydney to Brisbane, I just stared in the mirror looking at this thing, trying not to poke it because I had enough medical evidence to know you shouldn't poke things. Anyway, so I was just staring at it. I couldn't believe it. Before my very eyes, this thing was changing shape on my chest. I thought, my God, this is so... I'm really spooked. Anyway, so we finally get up to Brisbane after a day and a half and I'm beside myself because this is it, kids, I'm going. And I rushed in the door of my son's house and he's sitting there and I start pulling my T-shirt down to show him this thing on my chest. Because if you knew my son, you'd know at least we have something to talk about. And he looks at me and he goes, Mum, put it away. Mum, I work in the marketing department. I'm laughing now, but I was so scared. Anyway, so my husband could see that I was really beside myself. So he said, I tell you what, why don't we go and find one of those cancer clinics? And I don't know if you know, but in Brisbane, there's hundreds of them. They're everywhere. You know, they're in every shopping centre, on every street corner. There's more of them than pineapples and pumpkin scones. Anyway, so So we make the appointment for the next morning at 9:30, and by this time, you know, I'm seeing Molly Jones, and I know you love Molly Jones. I'm seeing Molly Jones's death scene, you know, and you know, with a slow tear of regret coming down my cheek. Anyway, so that night we're in the motel room, and my husband's lying on the bed watching the bloody cricket again, and I'm back at the mirror checking this thing out because now it's really changing shape, and I really get scared. I think, you know, that's the trouble when you're a hypochondriac, because when the final thing comes, no one's going to believe you. And here it is, you know, I'm going to die from this bloody thing. Anyway, so I'm looking in the mirror and I remember Mary McKillop. I remember Mary McKillop, and that she's just got a third miracle. And I thought, well, I might as well shoot for a fourth. So I say to Mary McKillop in all, you know, like I'm a Catholic gone off the rails, right? So I say to her, look, if you grant this wish to me, let me live, I'll come back to the church. And with that, I sort of touch my chest. And you know what happened? It came off in my hand. Spooked. Anyway, so of course I was beside myself because I thought, God, that's the fourth miracle. So I'm calling out to my husband, Ron, come running in. And I show him the melanoma, right? And he looks at it. And he looks at it, and then finally looks at me, he says, how often do you shower? I go, what? He said, it's a sultana skin. From Christmas Day, from the pudding on Christmas Day. Well, that's his version of the story. I still reckon, for the Catholics in the room, it was transubstantiation. It was a melanoma turned into a sultana skin. I was spooked.
Don't you love it? Check those moles, folks, for stray sultanas. Catherine Bendall with this week's Now Hear This. The series is produced by Melanie Tate, and there's a Facebook page for the whole series too, but you can also tune in on the Life Matters website where we've collated them all. And just a great tweet in response to our interview with Jonathan Welch and recreating that back fence to prevent isolation at social inclusion next week. The Verge Garden is the new back fence. The day I built mine, I literally had 19 interactions with neighbours. And I have to say, when I dug up a verge a year or so ago, I had the same. I met all these people that just came from nowhere just to have a chat about what I was doing. And it happened over and over again every time I got out there to weed that couch grass. So there you go.